Hope despite despair. Hope despite despair. We are living in desperate times. As the saying goes, desperate times call for desperate measures. Current day stresses are visible everywhere. It's a challenge to watch the news without being brought down. It's not easy to see what's going on in the world, and in watching the news, not being consumed by all the negativity and the challenging conflicts around the world. It causes one to wonder, what is reality? What is the truth? As we come out of the darkest days of COVID-19, some areas are reporting numbers on the decrease, while others are delivering different reports. What's the truth? Things these days are far from better than they were 2 years ago. And at the same time, there's still many, many questions about what's safe, what's appropriate. Do we mask? Do we not mask? Do we get vaccinations? Do we not? The safety precaution messages are all over the place. It's difficult at best. Mental health issues are on the rise as well. It's heartbreaking to hear the stories that are coming to light. It's even more challenging when one realizes how close these conditions are to each of us. We may be too close to realize that we're impacted, and some of us are in the throes of desperate situations, and we only keep our sanity through pretense or delusion. Many stories are hitting the news that reflect how there is an increase in the number of cases that illustrate desperation, cases that illustrate despair. A few examples. There's one story about the mother who reported that she had been abducted, and eventually she confessed that she made the entire story up, that it really did not happen. And you wonder, what would drive such a story? What would drive her to these actions? Another mother in New York is under arrest for the drowning deaths of her 3 children. Again, some concern about what is behind it. What are the desperate drivers that create these results? And then there's the very sad case of the young woman, Gabby Petito. She was a woman found dead, and her boyfriend was found missing and ultimately discovered to have committed suicide. And after authorities found his body and found some of his belongings, they also found his admission of guilt, as he had documented this all in a journal that he left behind. These are reflections of how many suffer silently. While these examples are sad, and yes, extreme, this is what we are living with these days. This is what is going on all around us. There are many other examples, certainly not necessarily as dramatic, but they must not go unnoticed, because there is something happening around us that we need to pay attention to. Many of us worry about these conditions quietly. We hold these desperate situations, conditions to ourselves. It calls to mind Henry David Thoreau's quote, "The mass of men live lives of quiet desperation." The mass of men and women, all of us, live lives of quiet desperation. And that is so appropriate during these times. This condition of quiet desperation is real. It's present. And it's quiet. We suffer silently. And we live lives covering up our pain. In the midst of all of this, we have cute little anecdotes and sayings that deflect and defer what's going on in reality for ourselves. We're learning how to live, not in reality, but how to live in a really good presentation mode. We have little pat phrases that we use to make things appear as if everything is handled, that we're on top of everything. We say things like, why should I complain? What difference will it make? Well, while this is true, there is a difference between complaining and resolving. Rather than make a difference with what's going on, we suppress. Rather than making a difference with what's going on, we have a party. We continue as if nothing's wrong. In the meantime, in the background, everything is mounting up and building up, which means we have to party harder in order to suppress more effectively. It's difficult to have hope in the face of despair. We would rather not name our despair so as to let ourselves off the hook. By not naming it, we absolve ourselves of the weightiness of naming it, and in turn, having to address it and deal with it. If we name it, then we have to claim it, then we have to deal with it, then we have to address it. Rather than that, let's have a party. But we are here to connect with hope, to build a pathway to hope. And what fuels hope is a way to get there, is answering the question of what is there to unpack, to name. We have to understand why there is despair. And with that understanding, we begin to gain insight into dismantling that despair. It could be said that despair is the absence of knowing that we matter. Despair is the absence of knowing that we matter. Hope and despair cannot exist in the same space and time. They're at odds with each other. The opposites. One cannot simply give up despair and have hope show up just because we say, well, I'll let it go. It's not that easy. Despair is displaced by meaningful acknowledgement of one's worth. Despair is displaced by meaningful acknowledgement of one's worth. Jesus said, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That bears repeating. Jesus said, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. If nowhere else, we are of value with God. If with no one else, we are of value to God. Even if we are challenged to know this for ourselves, God is with us, and we need only acknowledge and release the despair so that God's hope can be present in our awareness. When we see God in others, It allows for them to see God in themselves. When others see God in us, we are able to become present to God's presence in us. This is the pathway for there to be hope despite despair. Knowing the presence of God, not just for and in ourselves, but with each other. That is the confirmation and the affirmation of God's presence operating between us. Where two or more are gathered, what? God is in the midst of that also. We need only remember the presence of God in each of us to connect with that hope and to displace any despair. God's presence in us displaces despair. God bless.